This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. It's winter in the scruffy mesquite catclaw mimosa grassland. I should add burrowweed to that. It's winter in the scruffy mesquite catclaw mimosa burrowweed grassland that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ohuajolote. It's winter, and the seasonal colors are brownish, yellowish, grayish, if you need greenish. Then look to the riparian corridor for the emery oaks or the alligator junipers. If you need bluish, look up to the sky. Thank you, blue sky. But you know, it's winter and there are no leaves on the deciduous trees. When we live just outside Tucson in the Sonoran Desert, you still got a lot of green in that beautiful Sonoran Desert. Thank you, Palo Verdes. Thank you, saguaros. Thank you, prickly pear, and choyas. But where we live now, it's quite different. And that said, you know, hey, it's January, February, it's winter, but there are early hints of spring. You know, hugging the earth are these small starts of springtime annuals. Some are perennials, I guess, but mainly marvelous little annuals, weeds, or wildflowers, I guess, depending on your mood. You know, you might go, oh, no, not another primrose. Oh, no, no more logo, you know, astragalus. Enough with a Nema. No, I like Nema. Anyway, it's the season of searching the earth at your feet for signs of spring. Let me back up just a little to the brownish, grayish colors of winter. It's a season of beautiful plant silhouettes. And if you're a plant geek, nah, you don't need to be a plant geek. If you're an outdoorsy person, city or desert, doesn't matter, an outdoorsy person, you recognize silhouettes of plants, winter, spring, summer, fall. Isn't that wonderful? And where was I heading? What am I talking about? Where am I going? Oh, the stark naked branches of deciduous trees and shrubs are just wonderful. Near us, the ash trees or maybe the walnuts. But my favorite, I can't leave out sycamores, but one of my favorites, and I was just chatting with Ms. Mesquite about this, my partner, lover, significant other, the silhouettes of desert willows, the naked dark branches and twigs against a blue sky, a gray sky, a cloudy sky, and the smaller twigs, right? The smaller twigs reaching up, calligraphy against an immense borderland sky. Mysterious looking, storybook silhouettes of a tree in the Bignonia family. There are two genera in that family found in Arizona, the Arizona yellowbells, Esperanza, Tacoma stands, and desert willow, Chilopsis linearis. Two ways to say that name, the genus Chilopsis, that would be the proper botanical pronunciation, or Chilopsis, the way I used to say it, that's reformed hillbilly. But listen, Chilopsis linearis has this vast range in the Southwest. Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California, Nevada. If you live in the Southwest, there is one in a landscape, wild or domestic, near you, in your yard, or out in the wild, in an arroyo, right? Oh my gosh, these large trumpet flowers out in the wild, sometimes they can be pure white or lavender or purplish reddish. I like that ish. In landscapes, oh my goodness, the selections of colors are just crazy. Oh, I forgot. The genus Chilopsis is from a Greek word for big old lip. There's a big lip on the calyx. Linearis means narrow leaves. But what I'm telling you is, in the city, in the desert, one of the most beautiful plants in the winter, in its naked glory, is the desert willow. And it reminds us that winter, spring, summer, or fall, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.